Hey, you are listening to The Workplace Leader. This is the podcast where we go behind the scenes of corporate real estate, talking to industry experts about how they shape the next generation workplace. I'm your host, Sabine M., and today we are covering some of the highlights from our first season. This best-of episode looks at employee experience as the new critical factor.
I would almost say the war for talent is over. Talent has won to a certain extent. It's amazing when you think of what companies have done, 15 to 20 years ago for the employees towards now. It's a substantial change, a transformation. Companies literally would define where they are going to have an office to access new talent markets. They would completely transform the offerings, the benefit packages towards employees to make sure they have the right people, that they're just attract and retain talent has become a huge thing.
Well, I still think utilization and space efficiency are going to be very good metrics, particularly utilization. What spaces are being used and what spaces aren't. Without an edict to use the space, the space is there, it's an asset. Our workplaces that we construct are now competing with more other things. So we have to take somewhat of a retail mindset. Right? If people come to your store and buy your product, your store is successful. If they don't, it isn't. It doesn't matter whether they put smiley faces or whatever. If they're buying your products, your store is successful. So in one regard, there's that. I do think there are sort of more complex elements like the diversity and inclusion of our workplaces, how they make it easy for everyone. So we are on a journey to integrate universal design into our workplaces.
And we also see that our talents, especially our younger talents, really feel connected or much more connected to a company which has sustainability and environmental friendly and reduction of energy high on the agenda and is a front runner of that. I think that's one of the key differentiators as a company where you can, let's say, have an advantage when you all fish from the same talent pool. Philips is very much aware of this, and you see a rapidly increase of that in our KPIs and our targets and in our global target setting, which is really cascaded into the lower ranks of the company.
How many surveys have you responded to? Nobody has, you think they go into this black hole and you never get to know what happens with the responses that you get. And I think that's what the tendency would be if you continue to ask people questions, you get the data and you don't act on it, right? The next time you come to ask, there'll be, I call it survey fatigue, and as a lot, many people do too, that you probably won't get the responses that you really wanted to, or the number of responses to be able to balance out the, you know, previous information. So I think if we fail to act, we fail completely.
I think that success of the workplace is also a definition and a success criteria that has changed. And because before, the success of the workplace was less about employee engagement and more about cost and space management and space optimization, all related to, you know, the underlying decisions that will happen on a portfolio. But now what we're seeing, and this even ties to talent acquisition and where people want to go work, is in these spaces that are engaging and in organizations that focus on the human experience.
There is so much data that points out that when you feel valued within your business, when you have a good friend in your business, when you've got a best friend within your business, you know, you want to show up for them and you want to, you know, you have this kind of shared responsibility that, man, I don't want to let my friends down. I don't want to let my team down. So I'm going to put in my best because they're putting in their best, and driving that set of culture and that kind of culture of belonging where you can turn up to work and not be afraid to be yourself. That's the success of Sprinklr as a business, I see. You know, we've put so much focus on our people and A, bringing in the right people, and B, listening to them, keeping them happy, making them feel like this is a genuine family, which sounds kind of cheesy. And I'm sure there's a million and one businesses that say the same thing. But, you know, it's in our kind of code of our core values, you know, that we treat each other like family. So, and that really comes through.
Knowledge workers are incredibly difficult to measure because we don't produce anything particularly tangible. We produce things like ideas. So although you can measure input, so I can measure how many meetings I've done in a day, I can measure how long I work, I can measure whether I'm in an office or not. None of those are actually particularly relevant measures for my outputs. And I think that's what we struggle with, particularly when we discuss things like, have been people been more productive at home? Well, in some senses, probably yes, but actually in traditional senses, maybe no, because we're seeing working days extend by about 50 minutes a day. And actually, if you work longer by traditional productivity measures, productivity goes down. Actually, if you work significantly longer, productivity goes down largely because you burn out. So I think, you know, that's one thing we need to rethink.
It was all majority based around the potential efficiencies around finances. We could save money, we could save our footprints, we could consolidate rather than expand. And as much as that's great for some reporting, a lot of the people don't really care, right? They want to come to the office, they want to feel part of the company, and they want to feel like...
The user experience is actually something more, right? That's also what is the experience when you come in as a customer. How are you actually welcomed into the space? What does that actually mean if you work as a consultant within our premises? What kind of experience is that? And when we go a little bit to the technology side of it, when we actually want to digitalize many of the services and digital experience when you go into the office, how can we also bring that to life when you're coming as a customer or a visitor to our locations, right? So actually thinking it a little bit through and not just say, okay, this is the employees, but what does that actually mean? And you can say, we are an extremely customer-focused organization, like most, of course. So it actually means a lot. So what does it actually mean when you come as a customer? And we have actually interviewed customers to understand what they actually think about our offices and what kind of experience do they actually believe. Is it actually a good representation of us as a company? When they go into a meeting with us, what kind of feelings and do they get of us? Do they actually think that we are that innovative company that is really driving innovation and next generation of solutions and so on? And that has been a quite interesting journey to also understand it from a little bit more next.
It's not just making sure that the office looks great and you're delivering, you know, a certain level of service. It's also making sure that, you know, people are coming together remotely. That is also workplace experience now. I think pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, well, we're not post yet, but, you know, it's two different worlds. It's an old era. And that kind of era has fallen. So there's a new dawn and we need to adapt to that. So workplace experience is going to change. It's been changing during the pandemic. And I foresee that there will be a new wave as well of change.
Biggest reasons people come back to the office is to collaborate, but for events. Events rated much more highly than coming to the office for personal work, like individual focus work. Really communal things. Also, looking at ways to, you know, welcome new employees because, you know, the cultural aspects of being back in the office are pretty strong and the ability to onboard new team members and help them get up to speed faster.
Thanks for listening. We will soon be back for more. In the meantime, go visit our blog and have a look at some of the other topics we have covered. Or stay tuned for the next episodes of The Workplace Leader.